there's some, I say, mentally ill.
Well, there are all types in there. Yes. Some you have to be very careful of, you know. Right. I've been there very long, and I was talking to the gardener, the head gardener, and he had one of the inmates there, a young fellow, and before I knew where I was almost on the floor because he decided whether he disliked me or what, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Gave me a jolly good thumping. So that was a reminder not to get too near to him. Whenever I saw him around, I used to steer clear of him.
So, I mean, a lot of people were there for quite a long...
Oh, Graham Jess, yeah, that's all they knew.
Nice. So, I mean, most of their lives.
Oh, yes. Right. Yeah, yeah. You know, I suppose you'd say they were mentally retarded in some cases, but I think today they wouldn't have been taken into those places. But
right.
They hadn't got their care, their home care and that. That was the main reason.
Right.
I remember once we had a call from the police to say they were bringing in someone. He was travelling from London up to Oxford for exams. And apparently came unhinged, and he tried to murder his father. And so the police met the train at Radley with what was known as a relieving officer. He brought this man in, and he brought him into the main entrance there, and he sat there. He was the master. There was a keen motorcyclist. He had an AJS motorcycle in the hall there, and he was getting on and off this. Mm-hmm. So he wouldn't take any notice of the master, so the master said, well, you go and have a word with him. And I went across to have a word with him, and you can tell he was waiting for instructions, he told me. And then what happens then, the doctor comes in, and they certified, and then he went off to Mansfield.